Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into the second hour, coming up in 30 minutes. Ben Livingston, the government meteorologist and former head of weather weapons program at the Pentagon, coming on to talk about this new hurricane. Wilma hit Category 6 yesterday, broke the mold, busted its bridges, and they have 1950s technology that'll knock that sucker out, but that's not about to happen. That's coming up. Bunch of other news, too, but right now, let's get back to your calls. As promised, let's go ahead and talk to a listener. You know, I never do this, and I should do this, because we have AM, FM listeners, shortwave listeners, satellite, and internet listeners, and we never ask how you're listening. And I really want to start trying to do that, because so many of you are calling in from our great affiliates, and we want to thank them. Like Keith in Ohio, listening on 900 AM. We have a lot of listeners in Ohio listening. We've had listeners listening in the towns or in nearby areas that don't even know they can get us in Ohio on several stations. And it's the same in Kansas or the same in Texas, the same all over, or California for that matter. Let's go ahead and talk to Keith in Ohio, listening on WCER, 900 AM, and that's in Canton, Ohio. Go ahead. You're on the air, Keith. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. It's a really good station. Yeah, they tape delay from 5 a.m. to 8:30 a.m., and it's really good people down there. And really thank the Lord for Christian radio all the way around and all kind of radio. And I've got three websites to share with you. And, you know, through these disasters, I think the Lord's trying to wake up our country, you know, the temporary things in life. And, you know,
well, what happens is, in judgment throughout history, and I can only use the examples, is God lets our enemies attack us. That's how God normally judges.
Yep, and some things may be because of God's judgment, and other things may be just because evil people and organizations are doing their thing, because many things are not the Lord doing it, but at times it is. And, you know, a lot of people need to realize that they need to get saved. Many people think they're saved and they're not. And Matthew 7 and Matthew 13 talks about that. And there's some good websites. And also another verse out of Isaiah 8. Isaiah lived in a time which is much like ours, and he was told and also told the people that to fear not their fear, but to what they fear and so forth, but let God be your fear and let him be your dread. There's a website called wayofthemaster.com, which teaches how to get saved and so forth, and about these false conversions. Then there's some videos on these two websites. ChristianAnswers.net is a video. Are you going to heaven? It is excellent. And then
okay. What else is on your mind, sir?
Okay, just they're all just mainly people getting saved, because we're all going to die someday, whether it's by cancer or by nuclear bombs.
I agree with you. I just you know, most of these churches tell you just stay in the church, don't get involved in the world. When my Bible, all it tells you to do is get out there and fight evil.
Amen. We should be rescuing the innocent out of the hand of the wicked. And like in Matthew 18, it talks about...
Look, their blood is on us. God sees it as if we committed the murder. If we know something's going to happen and we don't do something about it, we're in trouble.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call. I'm trying to move quickly here. Good to have you tuning in there, sir. Let's go ahead and talk to Bruce in Colorado. Bruce, go ahead.
Oh, hi there, Alex. Pretty much what I got to say is what he said, but I got a little bit more to it, and I'm going to be brief because I know you want to get everybody in. When the globalists engineered the takeover of America, one of the methods that they devised way back, turned generation after generation to sin, was through the media, the educational system, pornography, infiltration of churches, and so on. Now, it is spiritual warfare. Now, the globalists are Satanists, and they know that God must judge the people, and they know God will let the globalist Satanists have their way with the people if America remains in sin. Now, in a new section of my website, I explain how God's mercy and love has been extended to America, and how America must turn back to God.
All right, you got 15 seconds. Lavish us with your monthly website blood goal.
Okay, it's Israel. Click on Israel at SciCouncil.com. T is a Paul, S is a Sam, I is an Indian.
CounselSBL.com. All right, take care, brother. That's two of them in a row. We'll just continue with plugs. Stay with us, folks. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
8 minutes, 10 seconds into this second hour, second segment of this hour. We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time during the day, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Thank you again for joining us. Wilma's raids suggest new hurricane categories needed. It went up into what should be a Category 6, but since the category only goes to 5, they're just classifying it as a high 5. And we've got the former Pentagon head, former naval weapons head for weather warfare, Ben Livingston, joining us. We had him on last week and made headlines as he basically spilled his guts about how they had, in the 1950s and 60s, knocked out hurricanes, reduced them dramatically, changed their course scientifically. Major findings, major institutions looked at their research. The government knows it, and he says our technology is light years ahead today, obviously, as we know. Technology doubling every 2.5 years, roughly. And they could knock out Wilma, but they're not going to do it. That's coming up. Let's keep going to your calls. You guys have held long enough. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. William, and then Kim, and Moyne, and others. William in Ohio, welcome.
Yes, thank you, Alex, for being there for everyone. There.
No, thank you, sir, for caring and being a listener and calling in. Go ahead.
I'm a permanently disabled Vietnam veteran. I do know about Operation Phoenix. One question is, Pol Pot was much worse than Saddam Hussein. We didn't do nothing with Pol Pot.
Mao, admittedly, in books that he had written, bragged about how 55 million died on his watch. So Stalin killed 40 million people.
Right.
Lenin killed about 20 million on his watch. And I wonder why all we ever hear about is Hitler, who did kill a lot of people and was a very bad guy. But, I mean, why is it only Hitler, Hitler everywhere, but never do we hear about the communists? Because the Rockefellers openly funded it. In fact, I'm looking for a quote from the New York Times where David Rockefeller worshipped Mao when he died. Listen to this. Whatever the price of the Chinese Revolution, it has obviously succeeded not only in producing more efficient and dedicated administration, but also in fostering high morale and community of purpose. The social experiment in China under Chairman Mao's leadership is one of the most important and successful in human history. David Rockefeller's statement in 1973 about Mao after his death. New York Times, August 10th, 1973. And I actually went to the microfilm years ago. I got this before I believed the quote and put it in my book, Descent into Tyranny. And so imagine, they have Mao restaurants in Denver, Colorado. Mao restaurants all over England, all over Europe. Mao, Mao, little red books as your menu. You know, dancing girls in bikinis, dancing while you eat. And they teach you that communism's good as you buy $20 hamburgers and french fries. At the 50th anniversary in 1999, they had armored vehicles driving by in Tiananmen Square. The Fortune 500 went there and celebrated Mao. And then Jiang Zemin said in 2000, communist capitalism, Chinese capitalism is the greatest expression of communism. And people said, has he gone crazy? No, it's not free market. These corporations, David Rockefeller, all of them, they were in there day one with the slave factories, the rest of it, to leverage out their competition. It's not free market when we're competing against 500 million Chinese slaves, at least 40% of their population being slaves. I mean, literal living in abject slavery, folks, right next to the factory. They can't leave the encampment. They go in there. They take your kids at age five. They grow up in dormitories. You get to see them on the weekend. This is the system they're building here. It's called slavery. And they dress it up as fascism and communism and socialism and confuse us. Man, if you got cops in black uniforms and you got big government and you got centralization and you got the state saying it owns your kids, you're living in slavery. But they gave us all these terms to confuse us, and God bless you for your point.
Yes, also, Alex, I got two things to add, if I may, please.
Yeah, I'm going to shut up. You just made me go off with that little
channel. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I am married to a Filipino. I want to send her back. What are your feelings on the Philippines due to the fact of what's coming down the pike over here?
What does that mean, send her back? You're getting a divorce?
No. I want to send her back for her safety, sell the house, and go back there permanently myself.
Well, the Philippines has got its own gangs and its own martial law and its own CIA-funded, I mean, they had, remember the colonel last year took over the shopping mall and gave the documents to the media to get attention of how the government was killing his troops and carrying out the terror attacks? So I will advise you that statistically, Philippines is pretty darn dangerous.
I see.
See, this is a new world order.
That's already a third world nation. That's why you know.
Well, you know what? If you listen, you'll probably be fine if you go anywhere. I mean, it's just everywhere you're going to lose more and more of your finances. Everything's just going to get slowly worse and more enslaved.
I see.
You obviously have been to the Philippines. I haven't. Your wife's from there. You know better. I just have read the Philippine newspapers. I've interviewed people. I mean, I'm sure you heard about how that colonel with his troops took over the shopping mall just to get attention and release the documents of how stop killing our troops, the CIA controls the Muslims.
Okay. Well,
that was in the big Philippine papers, and then the CIA killed a bunch of reporters
who
were reporting on it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Also, one last thing, sir. I knew I knew Bush. Back in 1967, he was with the 1st of the 94th Artillery over in Germany. He never flew no jet. And he had the name, alias of Bush Man. He would get drunk, and he would give revelations of his dad, he's going to be the president. Well,
you know, I thought Bush, I know he might have gone to Europe once or twice, but I thought he was mainly in South Texas and Alabama.
No. He was in Germany in 1967. I asked him, I says, he had the nickname of Snake, and I didn't know, you know, well, how did he get the nickname of Snake? Well, evidently he gave himself that nickname. And I says, well, you know, Bill, you know, you can always take a European discharge. He says, nope, I'm going back to Kenny Bunkport.
No, okay, thanks for the call. I appreciate that call. I wasn't aware of that, but I'll check it out. Thank you for the information. Let's go ahead and talk to Kim in Texas. Kim, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you for calling.
Okay, Alex, I wanted to talk about plea bargain. Plea bargain is working because black people and Latinos are very afraid of getting an all-white jury and getting the highest time you can receive. So I just want to ask people, you know, make the district attorney do their work. Make the prosecutors show their facts. You know, if we could get a fair trial, we would take trials. I've seen people who I knew was innocent because I work in the court system accept the plea bargain because they knew, you know, they were thinking, they didn't know, but they were thinking that they wouldn't get
a
fair
trial. Well, I hate to say it, but you got really three different types of white people. You got bleeding hearts that are so guilty for things they never even did that they would let a black guy go if he killed 14 people. But that's a sizable group. But you're right. There is a portion of whites, and especially who the courts end up selecting, who'll send a 15-year-old kid, a black kid, to jail for 5 years because the cops claim they bought cocaine from him, though they don't even have the cocaine. That was on the front page of the Chronicle yesterday. So certainly that goes on. But we've also got cases in some of the mainly Hispanic areas where any blacks or whites get sent up the river. And so you got racial politics everywhere. But certainly plea bargaining, my dear, across the board is a major problem.
Right.
Plea bargaining, 50-something years ago, was in about 10% of the cases. Now, 90-plus percent of cases in courts nationwide, in some areas it's higher, it's in the low 90s, the numbers I've seen, are plea bargaining. And folks, I've done this with parking tickets, you know, a decade ago when I had time to do this. Now I just pay them, or speeding tickets, I should say, not parking tickets. They will say to them, you know, pay the $200. No, I'm not going to. I didn't do it. I want a jury. Come back again on this day. You got to go there two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
But finally, they will drop it.
Yeah.
Every time they will drop it, doing that with the system. That's why there's moves with personal recognizance bond. And I've been in the jail for protesting, and they say sign this bond. Happened to Mike Hansen too. And you agree to like 9 crimes you've committed.
Yeah.
Burglary, drug use, beating your wife. And I wasn't even married at the time. I said, well, I couldn't have beat my wife. It's a form letter saying literally. But see, in Russia, they tell you to admit to crimes you didn't commit, and it'd be secret. Now it's open. And they had that CBS newscast where they said, in Travis County, you're now guilty until proven innocent, and you must sign forms to even get out of jail saying you're guilty. So they're trying all sorts of wild, wild tricks.
Right. Can I ask you about Dorgan, Senator Dorgan, out of North Dakota?
Sure.
This guy's been excellent. He's talked about everything that, you know, we should be doing. I mean, he said, if you're for Iraq, the war in Iraq, then why are you for corporations going overseas and making these people work 7 days a week, 14 hours a day, children and women, you know, suffering, making maybe 30 cents to 40 cents an hour? He said, how can you ask for democracy in Iraq, but we're doing all this in other countries, India, China, and everywhere else, and our jobs are leaving? I mean, he brings these kind of questions up. He also said he had a federal credit card that the maximum was $25,000, and Bush signed a bill to make it $250,000, and over 300,000 federal employees have this credit card.
No, I know. That happened 2 years ago. They found $3 billion in fraud in the Pentagon alone with those cards. And Bush's answer was to increase theirs from $30,000 to $100,000.
Wow. But is he pretty much on track?
Well, you know, I don't know all the particulars of that particular member of Congress, but a lot of them will say a lot of things. You got to look at their voting record. Again, it's not what they say. It's what they do. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. No, I know. This plea bargaining is an absolute joke. There's a lot of innocent people in prison. We'll be right back. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv. Mowing, you're up next.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
More evil than bearing false witness or falsely imprisoning someone. I mean, imagine taking somebody's liberty, their freedom, and falsely putting them in prison. And there are a lot of people who will sit on these juries. They have these little hand-selected minions who just think it's cute and funny to always go along with the prosecution and let the cops lie on the stand and not let there be any evidence showing that the crime's committed. Even if you think that person's guilty, but if there's reasonable doubt, you better let them go. Better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to prison. I mean, do you want that on your conscience? The they have this little sick thing of, well, you know, we round up more bad people, that'll cause there to be less crime, period, even if some innocent people go to jail. Or, well, he had a past conviction when he was 14 of, you know, stealing something, so even though there's not evidence of this, he probably did it. Hey, what did you do when you're 14? How many of these cops, and you know you're listening right now, did all kinds of stuff. How many of you were hellions when you were growing up, and now you're out there taking people to jail for something one-tenth of what you did? It's amazing. In fact, there was a day and age when the cops would catch you doing something wrong in the act. They would just give you give teenagers a behind-whooping, as they call it. That's a little bit different. I'm not talking about severely beating somebody over the head till they die, but I'd probably rather have that than, you know, get a criminal record and end up going to jail the rest of my life. But, you know, it's this whole predatory situation. You know, statistically, police have one of the highest crime rates of any profession. In fact, the highest crime rate of any profession, but one of the highest crime rates of any group, bar none. I think only on average black males are above them. And, again, a lot of those black males are innocent or, you know, are being persecuted. In some cases, obviously, they are certainly guilty. But the point is that cops all tell us, hey, everybody says they're innocent. Everybody says they didn't do it. Well, okay, then if we're all guilty, you're guilty too. Let's go ahead and talk to Moyne in Mississippi. And we got many other people holding. Go ahead, Moyne.
Yeah. Can you hear me, Alex?
I sure can, sir.
Free speech outlet, people. Alex, you know what you're talking about. Now, can I explain one thing to you about TiVo? I was on a long-distance call, and I got beat by the phone, and it's TiVo on the other line saying how I was or how the service was. So today I done got rid of it. I told them I can't support this. I don't want to have my information used. What do they need all this information on us for, huh? do they need it for?
For those that don't know, TiVo got caught. Remember when Janet Jackson flashed her breast in that staged event?
Yeah, they used all the people who got to see it first, all the ones that TiVo'd it. They didn't know it was going to happen, but it happened, didn't it? They had live coverage of it, right?
Sure. Go ahead and finish, and then I'll comment on it.
Okay. Another thing. Did you watch last night's primetime, the old, not the outlets? But
no, Lynx, I don't. I really don't watch TV.
Lynx and Lamb, there's two little twins, three-year-olds that's got propaganda music and all that for the white supremacists out there and all them. I don't know. What's this world coming to when they can do that to their children?
I'm not familiar with it, sir, but anything else?
Not really, but this world's being changed over. I'm a truck driver, and it just got slammed down by, they want you to lease purchase anymore, and the world's changing real quick out there, people.
It is. At every angle, liberty's being lost, freedom's being lost, the economy's imploding, and the news is telling us everything's honky-dory, and we'll punish Bush, and that'll make it okay. Thanks for the call. Now, let me comment on TiVo, since you brought it up. I've been telling people for years that Time Warner digital cable boxes track everything you watch, how long you watch it, how long you watch a commercial, how long you watch a show, and builds a detailed psychological algorithm off of it. You think some 600-question psychological test can give a corporation a view of your mindset? How about hundreds of thousands of TV-watching choices? I mean, how many times when you have a four-hour on average TV-watching viewing, imagine the average person watches 4 hours of TV a day. It's up from 3.5 hours. The kids are almost 5 hours now. I kept quoting the old numbers of kids watching 3.5 and adults watching 3.5, now it's adults watch 4 and kids watch almost 5 a day. Imagine, I don't watch that much in a month, but side issue. It's just too much life to be enjoyed, too many incredible things to learn, and side issue. I told everybody this, and people got mad at me. I had Time Warner employees go, I used to like you, and I don't watch your show anymore, because you keep talking about that. Well, I'm sorry it was in industry publications, you know, 6-7 years ago. As soon as these digital cable boxes started coming out, the Scientific Atlantic and others. But now TiVo came out. It was in the Chicago Tribune a year and a half ago, whenever that happened with the Super Bowl. And they knew. They go, the record watch thing on TV was Janet Jackson's breast that was replayed on TiVo. And they go, well, how did you know? Well, because we have a line into every TiVo box tracking everything you do. And see, now he mentioned TiVo, you know, beeping in on his phone. Absolutely, folks. I mean, come on.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Defending our constitutional republic from enemies foreign and domestic. Standing up the free market, standing up the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. It got a lot of attention last week. We had Ben Livingston on. He briefed President Johnson on weather control and the effectiveness of weather control activities. He ran the operations, pioneered them. First person to ever use it in warfare in Vietnam, effectively flooding the Viet Cong. And we had Colonel Craig Roberts on, who was actually in the bush as this was happening, as a Marine Corps sniper. We had him on yesterday, and he talked about, seeing the effectiveness of Mr. Livingston's effects. He's a cloud physicist and, of course, meteorologist, and he headed up major federal programs, ladies and gentlemen. And I wanted to get him back on just for about 20 minutes or so because, you know, he is still in the field and works for a major weather modification company. And it was 1950s documented, the feds on record say this works. They were able to reduce hurricanes by 30%, direct them, slow them down, have them dump their water before they hit made landfall. Now Wilma hit Category 6 yesterday, but they're saying there is no Category 6. Hit 178 miles an hour. And I have the article right here out of Life Science. Wilma's rage suggests new hurricane categories needed in a season that has included three Category 5 hurricanes for the first time on record in the Atlantic Basin. Scientists are beginning to wonder if their rating system is adequate. Life Science has learned, and they say it really is a Category 6, but there is no Category 6, so they can't call it that. And I also have the Associated Press saying the same thing. It's scheduled to slam into Florida or Mississippi. devastating. It's a Category 5 right now, 150-mile-an-hour winds. Mr. Livingston, thank you for coming on with us. And first off, please, just for a minute or so, give us your background for those that don't know who you are.
Well, I had a guy ask me the other day. He said, "Oh, Ben," he said, "I saw that scientific article in the paper about you." He said, "I thought you were just an old rundown lying sailor. I didn't know you were a scientist and a weather control kind of guy." I said, "Well, I guess that fits me pretty good. I don't go around advertising this end of my life very much."
No, no, but it's important to go over what you did and the positions you were in.
Yeah, well, I was the first flight meteorologist they ever had in the Pacific Ocean, whose job was to train pilots how to penetrate typhoons, get the information, and get back home safely again.
For those who don't know, a typhoon is a larger...
typhoon is just a bigger hurricane, and they have more of them, and they're just a lot larger, but they all occur in the Pacific Ocean because there's a lot more water there for them to grow on, so they get bigger and last longer. But I was there for 3 years, and during that period of time, I flew over 5,000 hours in a Super Constellation aircraft doing storm penetrations and typhoon penetrations and reporting just like we have reports now that come from the Atlantic Ocean. But when I left there...
Let me stop you right there. Then you were the first hurricane raider. You know, they build these guys up that fly into the hurricanes, but you were the first guy to regularly do that.
We were doing this in the Pacific about as early as we were in the Atlantic, but we didn't get any publicity and didn't ask for any. But the people in the Atlantic have always been much more, our staff much higher with good scientists, if you will, so that they could practice state-of-the-art science more than we could in the Pacific, where we were just a bunch of trained naval people, you know. But after I left Pacific, a couple of years later, I was in the Atlantic Hurricane Squadron, and I was assigned there to become a member of the National Storm Fury Advisory Board, which was a national program designed to learn how to reduce or mitigate the damages in hurricanes. And that project went on actively for about 10 years, and was finally shut down after many successes. And I have a letter here from one of the people that originated that, and he said it wasn't shut down because of science, but because of politics and petty squabbles among the scientists involved.
Now, you were also the head later of major federal programs. You were the head there at the Naval Weapons Lab.
Yeah, well, I was the acting commanding officer at the Naval Weapons Research Laboratories in Corona, California.
But that came later, and then specifically, when did you, because it's all in the paper here, but when did you guys specifically prove that you could seriously decimate hurricanes? That's important to put on record that the feds have studied your findings and said, yes, this can be done.
Yeah, well, the proof was very definite and verified by the Stanford Research Institute from Stanford University in 1969 after Storm Fury Hurricane Debbie was seeded in August 18th and 20th of 1969. Now that was an almost textbook result where the winds were reduced to about 25% on the first day. And let a day go by and go back and seize it the second day, which was the third day of the project, if you will, and it reduced it again. But during all this period of time, it was hailed from 140 miles an hour down to less than 100 miles an hour. And that is tremendous amount of reduction in terms of percentages because the storm surges, the wind waves that build up, all that sort of stuff are particularly associated with the surface winds on the ocean. So I think what might be one of the bigger benefits of hurricane damage reduction would be the fact that when you reduce the wind velocity at the ocean floor, at the ocean surface, you also reduce the height of the waves. That's very important. It's something we depend on in our operational plans to expect that when you see the hurricane, after a certain amount of hours, say 12, 18, even 24 hours, it will have built back up.
Absolutely. Now, Ben Livingston, of course, you're a physicist and meteorologist. We're looking at Wilma breaking the mold, going up to what they're calling Category 6 now, and steaming towards the United States. And this technology has been documented since the 50s, certified in the late 60s. Why aren't planes being dispatched on the runways, being pre-positioned, as you talked about a week ago? They should be. You said the season isn't over yet, and voila, here comes out of Hurricane Alley this big monster. Why aren't we going to go chemicalize and use the systems you developed and others developed on Wilma as she begins to make landfall?
Well, I tell you, in the very early 80s, the scientist, the real scientist at NOAA, and the Union of Scientists and Physicists, the United States' strongest people, strongest minds, this thing, decided among themselves that we ought to quit the applications engineering, that is, quit trying to seed hurricanes and do more research. So for the last 35 years, that's all they've done, and which may all be good. But my visit last spring with a head of the one of the very largest portions of NOAA told me personally, in fact, I have a letter to that effect, that said we need another 50 years of research just to learn how to seed a hurricane.
So all they want to do is sit. We know that we can weaken them substantively by 30% with 50-year-old technology. We know that you can make it dump a lot of its water and reduce the storm surge, the waves, one of the biggest losses of life and property factors, but nothing's being done. Now, I know you don't want to come in here and shoot your mouth off and be mean to people, but if this is documented and we know this will work, we need to save lives here. We need to make a stink out of this so that at least next year we can force the government to let the planes go out and knock out these storms.
I understand, and you're exactly right. The people who do research have a blind eye towards applications. Now, it's one thing, you know, to have scientific proof from instrumentation and a bunch of controlled clouds and storms and so forth to be sure that you are scientifically and statistically correct. But it's something else when you go to really do the work. Empirical data is what you need. What you see and what's working is what needs to be repeated. You see, in the airplanes that we fly, we have the very best instrumentation in the world to identify those traits in an energy cell in a hurricane to tell you which ones can
cause. Well, look, you don't have to defend your thesis. You've proven it. You've demonstrated it. You did it in Vietnam. You can create storms. You can weaken storms. You can redirect storms. And talking to you this morning on the phone, you said that with the technology we've got now, I said, sir, can we redirect these? Could we shut this hurricane down? And you said, Alex, I have no doubt that the technology's there, but there's going to have to be some pure research, that is, testing on live hurricanes, and we know it'll weaken them. We know it's only going to help to knock these things out, mm-hmm. So why not do it? I mean, we need to make a big deal out of this.
Well, you're exactly right. We sent a letter to 100 senators and had a response, an indirect response from just one. This general opinion seems to be that the budget's in such bad condition now that they don't want to waste money on something like we're talking about here now.
Now, that was Kay Bailey Hutchison, and she's now...
That was her office that said that.
Yeah, so yes. She did respond, and that's kudos for her. And now she's moved to create a federal, and it's passed out of the Senate. The House hasn't passed it yet, a new weather board. A new federal agency to block these storms.
A weather modification board.
Yes.
But I tell you, Alex, there are some really interesting things about Wilma that I have not delved into this storm very much until the last couple of hours after we talked. But it appears to me that Wilma, the majority of the damage that could be created by Wilma is going to be blocked off by the Cuban Islands. So that there won't be enough water left between Cuba and Florida for the wind wave to generate or for the surge, if you will, to build up.
You think it's going to slow down over Cuba, lose some of its rotation, go to a Category 3, dump a lot of its water on Cuba?
You see, there's only one part of the storm that really causes problems, and it's the right front quadrant. and that's the quadrant in which it's moving. Well, that quadrant is being almost 100% absorbed, if you will, for at least some hours, by Cuba. So I don't have any doubt. I'm not a forecaster. That's not what I do. You know what I mean? But I don't have any doubt that that this storm will be abated a whole lot naturally when it crosses from the eye of this thing, goes just past the end off the west end of Cuba.
What do you think about it going over 175 miles an hour, and now they're saying it's busted and broken the old scale?
Well, I don't know. They must. Someone had some measurements to get to 178 miles an hour, but that's an awful lot. I tell you, though, I have been in some over 230 miles an hour in the Pacific, so nothing surprises me in that line.
Exactly. So how fast do what's the fastest you've ever recorded or heard of being recorded in a typhoon?
About 238 miles an hour.
I wouldn't like to see what happens when that makes landfall.
Well, you know, when you're in an airplane and you're flying downwind, you're making maybe 700 miles an hour across the ground, and when you turn around and go back against it, you're backing up. So that's kind of a comparison as to what happens if you go the wrong way. But I'm looking at Wilma here a little bit, just a satellite picture. But that right front quadrant of that thing would be something that if we were in the business, had a charter to do it, we could fly from Florida out there and work on that right front quadrant very effectively.
How many planes, how many tons of chemical would it take to substantively reduce the power of that right front quadrant?
Well, three airplanes could do it very well. And I imagine 1,000 pounds or 1,500 pounds of silver iodide flares would probably do the job.
How much money are we talking about?
Well, what we're talking about spending money for is standby time. You know, if we were there the first of June.
But let's say if right now the president called and you've got the chemicals and he said, I want you, Mr. Livingston, and Weather Modification Incorporated, I want you guys to skedaddle down from the Dakotas and you from Midland, and I want you to go in there and spray that down because our own federal documents show you've done it before in the Atlantic. We want you to do it, and you know, let's say you had a few days leeway to do it. How much would that cost?
Well, I expect $1.5 million on one storm.
And I mean, even if this thing is deflected and isn't that bad, we're still looking at billions of dollars in damage.
That's
so
true.
Would you rather pay $1.5 million or $1 billion?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. You can't find a better return on investment than trying to block these hurricanes or reduce their damages. You know what I mean? Because, you know, there's a point where you get the wind blocks you down a hurricane where nobody cares. You know, most of the buildings will stand at 100 miles an hour.
What would happen if something like Rita or Katrina or now this new hurricane, Wilma, what would happen if it, say, hit New Orleans as a Category 5 with 178 mile an hour winds?
Well, you know, people in my position would have to take the position that there wouldn't have been 150 mile an hour winds ever hit the coast there. They may have been 120, and that may be the difference between whether the dam fell or not.
If you guys were able to go in there and shoot your flares into the storm,
you know, what we have to have is the government, if you will, to sponsor this for the first year while we prove what we can do. Then I believe it could be a commercial operation.
Well, what's going to stop private companies or stop Latin American companies or, as you said, South Korea's talking to you guys? What's going to stop them from paying you the paltry sum, the pittance, to go in there and do this?
Nothing. And we would be the people who did it. Because we have the only airplanes. This company has the only airplanes in the world that really do this job. These are special airplanes with special racks for carrying the flares on them. See, we carry 408 flares on each airplane. That's eight times more than any Navy airplane I was able to carry in Vietnam or in the Atlantic in the late 60s.
And
on
you
each
said
airplane.
And you said other airplanes can carry 800 times the chemicals.
Yes. I mean, our airplanes are equipped to do that. That's what we do. You see?
This is unbelievable. You know, there's a radio show. It's the second biggest in the country. Mr. Livingston. It's called Coast to Coast AM.
Yes, sir.
And I need to call their producer. I need to try to get you on there tonight just for 30 minutes because the show's about 15 times bigger than this one. And we need to force realization of this because I've read the documents. I've read the news articles. They admit that you were able to do this. They did the studies. We know this works. We know what you were doing, making storms in Vietnam to devastating effect. And I just can't believe that you've written letters to all of them, and they're just sitting around keeping this quiet. We need something done about this. We need something done about this now.
Well, the real sad part is I sent a letter to Don Evans, the Secretary of Commerce, last spring, and he didn't answer it. But the people from NOAA themselves, the people who are against all this kind of weather modification control business, answered the letter personally and said that the government wasn't interested in or would not participate or encourage anyone to have anything to do with weather control.
Ben, stay with us. Let's do five more minutes on the other side. Got a few more questions for you.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I was just talking to Ben Livingston, physicist, meteorologist, father of weather warfare. I mean, he did it first, folks. And then he was the head of the weapons program, and he was given awards by the Secretary of Defense. And he, of course, briefed LBJ on this. The government found out about it and suddenly shut it all down. At least that's what we're told publicly. And I think Ben said it all last week. He said, $200 billion, that's a lot of money for the feds to hand out and get more control and give to their buddies. And do these corporations, do these insurance companies really want to stop this? We've got to get Ben on Coast to Coast AM. Ben, here in the last few minutes, I just want to thank you for coming on. And we were talking during the break, and you know, your main motivation, as it was in Vietnam, as it was before that, flying into typhoons and 200 mile an hour winds, is to help this country and help people. And I've got a burning desire to force this out into the public view. Your comments.
Alex, I'll tell you what. There aren't many of us left in this old world that know how to do this and have had experience doing it. I would like to be in a position to pass this down to a younger generation that would take this on as both art and a science. Because our country needs it, we can afford it, and all the stuff that goes with it that makes it good could happen if we just get the politicians to recognize the fact that we're killing too many people, wasting too many dollars, and try to do something about it. And if it turned out after a year or two even that you weren't doing exactly what you thought you could do, you could always quit. But in the meantime, it certainly needs to be tested.
Well, I mean, Ben, you keep saying tested. I'm looking at the mainstream news articles. You've got the letters. You've got the documents. Stanford tested it. You guys reduced hurricanes by 30%, reduced the storm surge, reduced the winds massively, and the evidence is clear with the new technologies. Going off the numbers you collated then with your thousands of flights, what could you knock, say, a Category 5 down to if you had the preparation time?
I don't know. I don't know that I could answer that directly, but I expect 30, 40 miles an hour to wherever that takes it. You know what I mean?
If 40 years ago you were knocking it down by 30 miles an hour, what's safe to say? I mean, off air you told me you could knock them out.
Yeah, well, see, I'm not. I wouldn't be surprised if we couldn't do it much better now. But I do know what we did do, and we've never do any worse.
Well, bottom line, you're talking, as you said, a big difference between taking a 150-mile-an-hour storm and bringing it down to 100 miles an hour.
That's right. Big, big difference.
Well, I respect you for not wanting to toot your horn claim that you could completely, knock them out. But reducing them, that's the same as knocking them out.
Yeah, that's the thing that's being neglected. You know, I have some of my best friends here at NOAA that are brilliant scientists. But they're not working on the end of the weather control that I think they ought to be working on, at least some. And so that's why me and my team are anxious to try to show the world what needs to be done to reduce the damage from these hurricanes.
Well, Mr. Livingston, we really do appreciate you. We appreciate everything you're doing. And we're going to really work hard to save lives and save billions of dollars. These last hurricanes have cost hundreds of billions of dollars together, and now we got Wilma, and we really, all of us need to push to make sure that your research is passed on and is used.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
Well, we'll talk to you very, very soon, my friend, and I look forward to the next few weeks getting you here in Austin to do a taping for the TV show here locally, and thank you for spending your time with us. And I hope you can check in with us every few months as things develop.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
God bless you, Ben Livingston.
God bless you, sir.
Or Ben Livingston. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back, and we'll take more of your calls and get into a whole host of other issues. The tales of Ben Livingston, he's Waylon Ben Livingston's his full name, are up on Infowars.com right now.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.